Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
power.
Power.
Power. With the K-Bookman.
Hey, babies. Hey, Miss K. How you doing tonight?
I love that song. That song makes me feel so good. Just takes me right back to being 14 or 15 and jamming and feel good music. Nothing like it.
I'm telling you, I was over here just breaking. I wish you guys could have seen my shoulders moving. I'm so serious. I'm just so serious.
Oh, so for those of you who don't know who that was the incomparable Tony Thompson with I Wanna Love Like That. That was a single from his solo album entitled Sexational. The phenomenon, the legend, the icon of the 90s, Mr. Tony Thompson.
Yes. Love him. Love you, Tony.
Yes, who doesn't love him? We love you, Tony.
Exactly. And I know he's smiling down right now on all of us. So for those of you who want to call in to chat with Ms. D, Ms. K. Bookman, Ms. P about your memory of Tony and High Five, you can definitely dial in at 818-495-6975. But we're going to keep it brief because there's a lot of people that want to share tonight. So we're going to be cordial and loving to each other. So do you want to introduce our guests of the evening?
Certainly. So about a year ago, tell you this story. About a year ago, I came across a beautiful young lady with huge Afro puffs, a big smile, and an even bigger heart who always shared encouragement and kindness. And when I crossed paths with former Soul Train dancer and choreographer Dina last year, she was putting together a social media tribute for her late brother Tony Thompson of High Five. And I did what I could to support her, but in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do something more. So when this platform, the radio show, came about, one of the first things I tried to figure out was a way to incorporate some sort of tribute to Tony. And Miss P was just a little excited at the prospect. Just a tad, right, Miss P?
Yay!
And Athena honored us both with her blessing. And tonight, she'll honor us with her presence as well, as we pay homage to the life, the legacy, and the love of the man who sang us through our first crushes, first kisses, and all the fluctuations of teenage angst and love, the incomparable icon, Mr. Tony Thompson. So let's welcome the sweet, kind, and always positive Dina. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Miss P and Kristen. How are y'all doing today?
Hey,
thanks for having me on the
show.
Yeah, we're so excited.
I was just talking, and nobody heard me.
Because it was on loop.
Really? Were you?
I was dancing to Tony's song and everything. Yeah.
I know, that's right. So we really should have had a camera over there, not on Miss P's shoulders or Miss D's dancing moves, because she's a choreographer, the Soul Train dancer.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, I bet she was going down over there, huh?
I'm sure she was.
I want to thank the Power Hour, Kristen and Miss P, for having me on the show to celebrate my brother Tony Thompson's life. I appreciate you, Kristen, for reaching out to me to honor my wonderful, talented brother. I'm blessed to have had him in my life for the years the Lord allowed. So I dedicate this tribute in memory of my brother, Tony Thompson, and my sister, Alice Thompson, which both left us unexpectedly gone too soon in 2007. And I and so many people love and miss them. I have great memories with them. My Virgo siblings. So I want to thank y'all. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we are so
I'm
honored.
I'm not trying to make anybody cry.
No, it's about to happen.
I'm staying strong, and I really appreciate
yes.
it. It's a blessing. Thank
Be
you.
Be strong, or I'm going to dance. So those are your options. And I know you don't want to see me dance. So... But in all seriousness, Dina, we love you, and we're grateful for the opportunity. This is something that's been
I
on
love
my
you
heart.
Both.
So
thank you.
It's a
I
privilege.
Love
I love you, too.
We love you, too, and we're honored to celebrate your brother with you, and we're so glad that that you agreed, and we're so glad to be able to do this for you and for your family. So
yes,
it is
sir.
All love, baby girl.
We really appreciate it. It's an honor because y'all are so empowering and positive young women. And I really wanted to do this for my brother and people that love him, his fans, my family, of course. So thank you again, over and over again.
You are welcome, my darling. So let's see. While you were dancing over there, while the song was going on, just tell us, just really quick, what's one of your favorite dance moves, Ms. Choreographer? What were you throwing down over there?
I was just bobbing my head, actually getting up. I always love moving, so I would have to show you. I really couldn't explain what I was doing.
Exactly, and I don't think we're ready for that, Dina. Seriously.
Okay.
Seriously, I mean that you know, yeah, that was some body, that was some everything you have going on over there, especially those Afro puffs. I mean, really, I can't compete. I can't compete.
I love your style too, Miss P. You rocking
in
here.
Oh, thank you. Look, thank you.
Oh,
little blushes.
You gotta see my head now. I have it in one Afro puff to the side, so it's not in two.
So, Dina D, give us your funniest memory with Tony. What cracks you up? What time can you think about that just cracks you up?
Well, I know Tony would have me and my sister. We would always go visit my sisters. We would visit him where he stayed in Dallas, and we would stay over and we would, you know, watch TV and just listen to music. And I love to eat, although I'm little. So Tony would be like, he called me Dee Dee. That's what they mostly call me on my dad's side of the family, is Dee Dee, and a lot of other people too. But he was like, Dee Dee, because I eat a lot. He was like, you must have a tapeworm or something. He would always say that I had a tapeworm because I could eat and eat and would never get full. So he would always kid about that to me. But I just enjoy having, yeah, it's just fun with him. When we had our birthdays close by one another, me, Tony, and Alice, we were Virgos. So my birthday is August 29th. Little Tony Thompson, call him Little Tony. His birthday is September 2nd, and my sister's is September 3rd. Because it was a pleasure. We could celebrate our birthday sometimes together. And I remember going to pick him up when he called me one time saying we need to go to Waco because we're from Waco, Texas. And we lived up this way in Dallas. And I picked him up, and I remember picking him up. He had me, like, take him place to place before we even got to Waco, which is like 2 hours away. And by the time we got to the party, it was almost over. So still, we made our entrance, huh? Yeah. So I had fun with him.
Well, that's cute.
And my sister that's no longer here, they were real close. So they passed away 2 months after one another, but they're watching down on me and my family, and we miss them dearly.
Mm. Absolutely. So we're expecting a phone call to come in from a 214 number, and I don't think they're tuned in.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just go forward. You think?
So
or should we play Sherry and Moore?
Hello? What's going on?
No, I'll wait. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you had a question, Dina?
I was going to ask, what was your favorite Tony Thompson song?
Oh, wow. No, this is your first.
Yeah, that is a good question. All of them. Kiss
yeah.
and Game.
Oh, wow.
All of them.
Quality
yeah.
Time. I mean, Dina, you don't know this, but you and I were really sister-in-laws, and he was my husband. Okay?
Oh, really?
When they first came out, I married him. I mean, he didn't know who I was. You didn't know who I was. You know, he never brought me around the family. But I'm just telling you, like, I was literally married to this man. I love him. And that's why my reaction was like that when, you know, Kay Bookman mentioned it. Oh, my God.
I kept playing it over and over to you.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
She would have been straight teenage school girl again. Oh,
you love to see it. She would have been hyped to hear that.
I'm telling you, who doesn't remember the first video, the kissing game, the dance moves and all of that? I mean, I'm not a dancer, but I'm definitely, I was in tune to that. Those are my guys, especially Tony, because I was just like, his voice, he's so cute. Look at his little Gumby, you know, that thing. Definitely. So we have our caller, 214 online. Should I bring Charlie on?
Yes.
Okay. Charlie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Welcome, Charlie.
I hear y'all over there having like a real good time right now.
Definitely.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. You mentioned the little Gumby hairdo. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Remember that touch of hair.
That was the cow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Oh, boy.
So what was your fondest memory?
Well, I have a lot. You know, in the later days, I was managing Tony, so I saw the way that I called him the guy with the golden heart. A lot of people called him the guy with the golden voice. Actually, Teddy Riley was probably the first to call him the guy with the golden voice. But I saw Tony, like, do things for people that, like, a lot of his fans didn't even know that he was like that. Or he was a good person, like, all the way around. So, like, he never, like, if a fan, you know, when they were up on top, you know, if a fan wanted to talk to him, he never turned his back on them. He, like, spoke to them just like everyday, you know, normal people that he just, like, knew. So, I mean, like, there's way too many to even say that I can just think of just one. I just seen the effect that he had on people. It was just his demeanor. Like I said, he was a person with a real good heart. I don't think a lot of people knew that. I mean, like, of course, most fans, they just knew him from, you know, Tony up on stage. But this guy, when I say that he was one of the best, he would forgive you at the drop of a hat. He had any kind of disputes, words, anything. I've seen it, and I was like, wow, you can't find too many people like that now, especially entertainers, because a lot of them don't even want to be crowded by the everyday excitement of the fans, and I know it probably can get tiring, but Tony never turned his back on any fans. I mean, he always talked to everybody, so that's one thing that I really loved about him. He was a good person, like, all the way around. So, And I'm telling you, even to this day, when I hear his voice on the radio, it still affects you the same way that it did when it first came out, when you first heard it on the radio. It still makes you, especially the kissing game, it makes you still want to get up and dance and, you know, and outside of his music, he loved his family. When I say he loved his family. All he wanted to do was just be around his family and take care of his family, and he loved Waco, Texas, for whatever reason. I'm not down in my hometown. I love my hometown. With that boy, I'm telling you, like, because I'm here in Dallas. So when he knew that I was going home to Waco, oh, my God, I still laugh at it when I think about it. He used to call me Black. He'd be like, Black man, bring me back some of that bow with some of the sausage, man, and that cheese. Country boy to the heart. That's all I can tell you. Good guy all the way around. So I'm telling you, I nearly miss my friend, like, seriously. So, but I'm telling you, when I say a good guy all the way around, the tributes and all of that, long overdue. There'll never be another.
Yes.
And you know, we got people that you can imitate a lot of people, but I haven't heard nobody do Tony. I haven't heard it. So I'm just telling you, he was one of a kind, truly one of a kind, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So. I definitely, and I just love his family, his whole family. Dina, the whole family, they all got, like, when I say they got love, they got love for people, period. And I love it. That's why I'm so close to, like, all of them. I love it. So,
love you too, Charles.
Yeah. That was my boy. Like, and the thing about when me and Tony, outside of knowing each other as friends and growing up in the same place, when we first decided to do business with each other, you know, one of the first conversations that we had is he spoke about loyalty. He said that, you know, there was a lot of dishonesty and disloyalty in the business. And we had a deep conversation about loyalty. And he said, Black, what I need you to be loyal to me. And I said, well, T, that goes both ways. I said, if I'm going to be loyal, you got to be loyal too. And, you know, we did the homeboy shake on it, and that was it. And we never had a problem, like, on the business, never. And even beyond his death, his mother, she approached me, and she told me, she said, my son really had love for you. Because she told me everything that I was going to do, I did it. I made sure that I stuck to my word. I made sure that he saw that loyalty, and I saw it in him as well. So I'm telling you, that's why I can't do nothing but say he was a good guy, like, all the way around. And now that I think about, you speak about one of the memories that really stand out, we were in my truck one day, and his Love Like That, you know, his old album, I was playing the CD. Me, him, and Angela was in the car, and Angela was like, I bet you can't even hit that note like you did back then. And he gave this look like, man, please. And he hit it, and I couldn't do nothing but laugh. That boy was bad. That's all I could say. That boy was off the chain. I'm telling you, he's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. So, you know, I still give, you know, high regards when I speak about Tony, because it was just, you know, one of a kind. And we had some very deep conversations that I'm sure he didn't have with a lot of people. You know, he told me some things. He really showed me. I've seen Tony cry just speaking about how he wanted everything to be all right for his family. So I'm just telling you, that guy, when I say one of a kind, and you speak about, you hear that cliche about speaking about, you know, from a religious perspective, God broke the mold when he made a certain person. He did that with Tony Thompson. I guarantee you he did that. There'll never be another like him. Just like we know there'll never be another like Michael Jackson. So to me, Tony has not gotten the credit that he should be getting with the tributes and whatnot on TV and the whole nine, you know, because he was one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
So my loyalty still stands strong to that young man and his family, I guarantee you.
We feel it.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Charlie, you're amazing. And I'm glad that you had the opportunity to call in tonight to share that with us. And, you know, I want to embrace you as family as well, because I just feel all this yumminess coming from you. I love that. And that you are who you say you are, because there aren't a lot of people like you. So thank you so much for calling into the Power Hour and sharing that with us. We embrace you as family.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And don't you forget, me and you got a project we're going to do in tribute towards Tony, so don't forget.
Don't forget us either. Don't forget Kay Buckman and Miss T.
Whatever we can do,
you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to be in on this project.
I'll
be with Dina, and we'll get your information, and I promise you, you'll be more than welcome. You will want to be in on this project. I promise you.
And I promise you, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay,
Charlie. Appreciate it. Love you.
Y'all don't know how excited I was just to hear about somebody finally starting something to do something for Tony.
Yes.
So it's way long overdue. So for you doing it on your show, I love you for that. D, I love you for having me call in. Text me or call me later.
I love you.
And then we'll all get together and go from there.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Aww. Awesomeness.
That was a nice times 10.
Yeah, I know, right?
So good.
Oh, my goodness. I just loved the love, I swear. If, you know, no matter what happens during the course of the day, just to be around genuine people is so rewarding. It's crazy.
It is. That's what
it's
I was
crazy.
Thinking. It's rewarding. I love it. It's a
blessing. It really is. So a lot of people have yet to hear My Cherie Amore by Tony Thompson, which was just brought to my attention, you know, tonight by the lovely Kay Buckman and, you know, Miss Dina D. So I would like to share that, if I may, ladies.
Of course.
Okay. I was just waiting for someone to fight me not to.
No.
So I'm going to play it right now. And again, for all our listeners that are in tune right now, we just thank you and appreciate you for tuning in with us tonight. And if you guys want to call in, you'll have the opportunity soon. Take down the number 818-495-6975. Until then, enjoy this beautiful tribute to Mr. Tony Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Tony Thompson in the characters, Nitro and a little vintage flavor. From the old school to the new, yo T, set it off.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. My stereo, lovely as a summer day.
About you guys, but I enjoy that. The twist, the turns, all of it. Loved it. Totally flipped it. Like, you know, a lot of people remade this song, but not like this.
Yeah, he put that Tony Thompson spin on it. And Dina, why don't you tell us why that was such a significant remake for Tony?
It was just, he loved, you know, Stevie Wonder, and he wanted to make the song his own. He did a great job, I believe. He did.
Yeah.
Definitely. I love
Thank
it, love
you,
it, love it.
Everyone. I see the Twitter tweet. Thank you. I appreciate you all on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media showing Tony love. And us love. on the intern show, Miss P.
Okay. Yay. And Kay Bookman, the power hour. This is what we do.
The
this
power
is what the power hour,
hour
is about, bringing power to the hour.
No. Power hour.
Definitely. So I think we have our next caller in queue, and that's Mac. So we're going to put him back on. Put him on, ladies. Is that all cool with everyone?
Mac, some high fives. Come on in, Mac. Come on in.
What's
Groupie
going
mode.
On, people? How y'all doing?
I'm Mac.
What's going on, baby? Wow, it was like
I'm
perfect
sorry.
Timing.
Don't
I'm telling you, I'm trying to do 10 or 20 other things, and I just fall right in place, huh?
You sure do. You're right on time.
Good.
That's why you're Mac, because you're Macking it.
That's, all right, that's what I want to hear, yeah. Well, it seems like y'all having a good time, for sure.
Definitely.
How can we not? How can we not? Oh. You know what I mean?
Oh.
High five.
Yeah.
Tony
yeah.
Thompson, music.
Amen.
That music brings back such emotion and such memories, you know? So
Amen.
You can't not
Amen.
Have a good time and you can't not smile.
Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. So what do we do?
Tell us what's in your heart. What
great
would you like
memory.
To say about Tony? Memories.
Such a great person, you know, and I mean so many memories that I don't even know which ones to share or not share. So yeah, he was just an awesome person. I mean with a voice like that, you know, I think that it just touches a lot of people, and I was blessed to be able to be a part of his whole movement, and you know, to be able to work with him and help him get his voice heard. So with that said, you know, Kissing Game, just can't handle it. Quality Time, can't wait. All of that was a part of it. And, I mean, just outside the music, he was an awesome guy. Yep. I remember when we first was recording, you know, we had some of the songs done. And I used to pick him up for rehearsals. And so I would always tease him on the way to rehearsal, like, man, you can't hit that note. And, I mean, he would do it and reproduce it better than it sounded on the album. And I'm like, Tone, that's how you should do it at the show. And he's like, for real, man, for real? And those are the memories that, you know, I always thought about, because just as innocent and talented as he was, you know, he still was open for good advice. And that's what I like to give to him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So how was it, like, just, you know, starting out with High Five? I mean, like I said, I was married to Tony from the time, I hit your first video on a big screen. I was thinking about cheating on him with all of you guys, but I didn't know how that would look, so I just refrained. I just kept it to one. But
okay, good.
So tell me, and how was that, you know, just... Right, exactly. Tell me how was that experience, just, you know, being so young and just having that opportunity like that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's difficult because now I'm thinking about it in retro, but, you know, just being young, and we had no idea, you know, of what the business would do to young people, but we went in it with a headstrong, and we just did it because we loved it, you know, and I think that we just fed off of each other as kids, you know, like, some days we would wake up and didn't know what to expect, and we wasn't doing it for the money. You know, eventually that became a factor, but at the time it was like, I mean, you're 15, 16, just give us something to do. We're going to sing and dance and, you know, just show our talents. So it would be just a lot of times we just wake up and be like, man, let's just rehearse, you know. We don't know when we're going to have a show, but that's what we like to do, and that's how we got on.
Wow.
So, I mean, I even remember the first show when we had, we done it in Waco, and so the situation was kind of last minute, and the band was driving from Dallas, which we didn't know who the band were, we never heard anything, but we had to perform with them this night, so when we got to the show, they told us it was going to be soundcheck, but it ended up being a performance. And the band wasn't up to par to what we wanted to, so it was kind of difficult for us to tell them, nah, we don't want y'all to play our music. And we ended up, yeah, I'm telling you, this was our very first show at the Waco Fair. So we did a rehearsal thing with them, and it just didn't go well. So he's like, the only way we could pull it off is take the band off and do it with our tracks. And when we took that option, we turned it out. Yep.
Wow, I'm sure. I mean, you guys were turning it out forever.
And not to mention, we had to deal with four members for a long time, you know, before we made the decision to get another one because of the first incident. So that always kind of haunted us because it was like, y'all not high five, y'all high four. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, but that's so cute.
I know. We had to deal with it. And we would even get depressed about it, like, man, what are we going to do? So finally we decided to replace the guy, you know, and keep it moving. But those are good times, seriously, man. I mean, I miss my dude a lot. I even get emotional sometimes, so bear with me. Yeah.
I know, it's hard, man.
Definitely.
Thanks,
but we definitely appreciate, you know, all your contributions to music. You know, being avid music lovers, Kay Bookman and myself, I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, I don't really want to tell my age, guys, but, you know, yeah, high five. You know, they came out when I was, like, 22. I'm lying. Don't mark that down nowhere, guys. Don't mark that down. But definitely, I love them. I love them, and I love you too, Mac. And, you know, you guys made it happen for all of the upcoming people that's out right now. Y'all set those pebbles and those stones for people to clam on and walk upon to get where they are today. So without your contributions to music, I don't think it would really be what it is today. Which it really isn't, because music was music back then. So I love and appreciate you for just your contributions to High Five. Thank you so much for, you know, giving me something
to
still jam to.
Thank you,
seriously.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just good to be a part of that movement. And like I say, I think it was just our determination to strive to do something with it, you know, and because – I mean, Tony was definitely the vocal point of it, and, you know, it was just a good thing to be able to support somebody who was so talented and to take it to that plateau, you know. I mean, that doesn't take anything from a lot of talented artists out there, but you got to have a drive in you to make that difference. So, you know, even as even as high school students, we had to do our homework, you know, and rehearse and try to deal with all the other things that balance it out and keep ourselves positive, but we stuck through the struggle. Yep.
Absolutely. And we're glad that you did because, like I said, without you guys, you know, I would have had nothing to jam to. I was getting tired of Prince and all of them, although I still love them, but you know. Yeah,
and you know what?
For me.
I want to take this back, but if you was married to him when you was 22, man, you might have
know,
to be careful.
I know. It was just totally the wrong number. I know. It was totally the wrong number. That's why it's like, don't documentate that, you know?
No one listened
back to this interview and repeat it, no?
Yeah. You know how many people was married to my dude, though? I still hear it every day, like, yeah, Tony was my man, you know, and I'm like, wow. How many hearts did he touch? But
yeah, I hear that too, a lot.
I'm sure. But thank you so much, Mac, for calling in.
Yeah,
and let me just say this before you go, Mac.
Let me just say this before you go.
I appreciate you and High Five for giving 14-year-old Kristen something to listen to because my music was closely monitored, and I could listen to The Kissing Game. I could listen to High Five. Yeah. I could jam to High Five guilt-free. Mm-hmm. So thank you for giving us tweens music that we could vibe to and that still resonates with us today. So,
absolutely. You notice how Kate Bookman said tween and 14. I wasn't 22 like Miss P. I was 14.
Yeah, she fixed it. There it is. You know, I mean, seriously, though, it's a good feeling to know that, like, even still to this day, people are like, man, you know, when I hear Kissing Game, it just takes me to a good place, you know, and it brings back a lot of good memories. And I think that that's what music should really do. You know, even 15, 20 years later, it takes you to that place where, okay, yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, thank you all for having me. And, I mean, just,
thank
you know,
you,
much
man.
Love, respect to Tony Thompson. I mean, let's let his legacy live forever, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mac.
Okay, ladies, you all have a great evening.
You too.
You too, Mac. Thank you.
All right.
Aw. I can't even take this night. It's just too overwhelming for me. I don't think I'm going to be able to go to bed. It's like having a coffee high, sugar high, whatever your thing is. It's like that right now for me. My heart is just racing. I'm just so overwhelmed and filled with, like, so much love and admiration. And I don't know. I think I could do a backflip. What do you guys think? Should I call 911 first?
Do it.
Okay. I'm going to cut it out. I'm going to play Quality Time by High Five. And, guys, this is your chance to call in after this track, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Ms. D, Ms. K, and Ms. P. Quality Time.
I'll be right there
Wow. Did you guys just hear how that was ending? How he was like, yes, I will. Did y'all hear that?
Y'all weren't hearing Tony. Oh. Y'all weren't hearing Tony. Tony said, I'll put my pages
down. You know you can sing.
No, I can't sing, but I was just giving, you know, my best shot and hoping for the best.
I heard your voice. Oh, man. Tony said, I'll put my pages down. Y'all understand.
Exactly.
Y'all know what's going on.
Oh, my goodness. Way before my time. Way before my time. No. But we have some callers on the line, so
okay.
If you guys are ready, we can start taking them.
Come on in and share the love.
Yes, 469, you're on the air with Kay Buckman, Miss D, and Miss P. How you doing tonight? Hello, 469.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. My phone keeps going in and out. But hi, my name is Susie Bates, and I'm from Waco, and I'm a classmate of Tina.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm sorry, my phone may cut out, so I'm apologizing in advance.
No
but
problem.
But I just want to talk about Tony. I met Tony. We went to the same church. We went to Pentecostal Cathedral of God and Faith, which was on Waco Drive. We grew up in that church. Matter of fact, his mother and my mother sang together when they were little girls. And so when we went to church, Tony, I wouldn't say he was very active. He was like one of these kids that had a lot of energy. You know, he was always kind of getting into trouble at church. I think he was about 9 or 10. So I know a lot of times where we would have to leave out of church for being so noisy. So it would be like me, Tony, his sister Alice, and his older sister, Tanya. Tanya was a laid-back one. She was motherly. But Tony had so much energy. But this kid had a voice. To be so young and to be able to carry a tune, it was just ridiculous. But that's my memory of Tony being a little boy, you know, when he was like 9 or 10. So, I mean, just to even know him at that age and just to see him late on in life being this star, you know. So, I mean, it was a blessing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, when you first ever heard him on the radio or seen him on a big screen, I mean, what ran through your mind knowing him since he was a child and then just seeing him as a teen, you know, live and in front of the world?
I was just really excited, you know, because Waco's not that big. To see somebody come out of Waco, Texas,
right,
to represent Waco, to see him on the screen, you know, it was like, oh, man, I was excited. Every time that song would come on, I'm running to the radio, I'm dancing, or whatever the dance was out then. But I was just really excited. I just like the fact that he was from Waco. You know, he was representing Waco.
I know. It's a wonderful thing. And I've, you know, read a lot of, you know, fans' comments and stuff like that. And everyone was just, like, in love because of him coming out of Texas and him having such an amazing voice and being such an amazing person. So, I don't know. It's like he was a football star, kind of, sort of, because you know how small towns are about their team and stuff. It was like Tony was the team. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm not from Waco, Texas, and I've never been to Texas, but at the same time, you know, I felt like I was reading all that stuff. It was very warming from the fans, the love. So we appreciate you, you know, calling in and sharing your story with us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Yeah, so I don't know. It seems like people just started, like, dying off. I think they got stage fright, you know, started hanging up, and maybe they was on hold a little bit too long or whatever the case may be. But we do appreciate everyone who called in nevertheless and, you know, stayed in tune with us this entire time to share this amazing experience, because I'm having a good time. I wish it was, like, a six-hour show, because I can totally do it.
Hey, and we've got the music library to do so hey. Don't threaten me with a good time. My eyes should be vicious, okay? My music library is a beat.
Absolutely. It's so true. It's okay.
Oh, man.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying this is, you know, all you. I've been running my mouth this whole time. Like, don't you want to hear Kayla?
Yeah, I thought you had a question for me. I thought you were going to threaten me about leaking the fact that, you know, you wanted to marry Tony when you were, you know, I just saw it.
What?
That you were about to threaten me, so I was
no.
just trying to stay on guard. Okay.
No,
so
no, really.
Okay.
I was saving my allowance money to you know, marry him, you know, buy a ring. You know, I really was. I don't know. Something
Aww.
About that, man. And just one more thing really quick, K-Bookman,
mm-hmm.
before you. I just wanted to say before I forget that if you guys have not looked at Tony on YouTube, like, I spent an entire week just, like, Googling as much as I could. And his voice is actually the same without music behind it. Period. That's all I have to say about that. That's a real singer. Someone who can just sing without any type of
Acapella.
Anything. Right. Amazing, amazing, amazing voice. I'm sorry, Kay. Go ahead. I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, no, it's okay. I
Thank
just had
you,
a quick. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's the point. That's the point, showing love. And Tony was, he's an incredible voice. And like the first caller, Charlie, was saying, I haven't heard anyone that replicates Tony. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's no one whose voice is like Tony's. Tony was just such an incredible individual. But
right.
I had a question
no.
for Miss Afro Puff, Ruffin Stub, Miss Tina D. So, I know that through the years, there have been a lot of other celebrities or Tony's contemporaries that have showed a lot of love. So, which celebrity
oh, yes.
were you most surprised to find out admired Tony?
Well, I knew that Ralph Tresvant and Bobby Brown, he was a big fan of them too. And to meet them, to hear them say how much love they had for my brother. They called him, like Bobby said, he was like a brother. And even Dave Hollister from Blackstreet, he says the same thing. And, of course, Donnell Jones, all the great singers that I come across, they always have something great to say about my brother that touches me. You saw what I posted, what Donnell Jones said on my Instagram. I had to, you took the picture of it for me. Thanks again for that, and I posted it again on my page. But, yes, everybody that I meet, as far as even an actor that I finally met that was in the breaking, Boogaloo Shrimp, named Michael Chambers, Boogaloo Shrimp Turbo from the breaking movies. He was so hyped about Tony. He said he added something great to music, you know, like an innovator, you know, like he did for dance, like Turbo did for dance, he did for music in the 90s. So he was like, he deserved of like more tributes and
right
at a bigger level. And I told him that I, you know, I respect that. This show wants to do a tribute for my brother, you know. I get emotional sometimes, sorry. But I really appreciate and respect, and I'm honored that y'all want to pay tribute for my brother, Tony. And me, my family, we really thank you. And I love the fans, and I appreciate you. You all always showing love on the Internet. Where's my brother, and when I meet someone I'm in person, because most people didn't know that he was my brother, because, you know, me as an entertainer too, I don't want to, you know how you want to get to the next spot on your own so you don't, you know, say it, but I always
mm-hmm.
let people know who my brother was, but yeah.
And you know what? I pulled up Donnell's quote for you. If you don't mind, I'll read it. Does that
yeah,
sound
can
good?
You read it, please?
Yes,
yeah.
ma'am. Donnell
Thank
Jones
you.
Said one of, no problem. Donnell Jones said one of the voices that inspired me. My favorite joints by High Five is The Kissing Game. I used to try and sound just like Tony back in those days. So
yeah.
what an incredible compliment from an artist that you love so much and that
yes,
Tony loves as well.
Donnell. Exactly. And he had love for so many different artists that he worked with. He worked with some big names, Teddy Riley and R. Kelly and Dave Hollister, to name a few. And just want to thank every, you know, the entertainers that show them love and respect, and still to this day, they haven't forgotten about him.
Nope, Tony will live on forever in our hearts, in his music, and just in you. So, and, you know, I don't want to make you emotional or anything either, dear. It's just, you know, we all have a lot of love for Tony, and I mean, just
and I
whatever
see that love, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm
and whatever, everybody has the same sentiment when they hear The Kissing Game, when they hear She's Playing Hard to Get. It takes everybody back to that place. And so for that sentiment to be universal, that speaks volumes. I mean, and I do think that we are long overdue in having large-scale tributes for Tony, because that type of sentiment speaks volumes. And so, yeah, Tony will live on forever, and he does live on forever.
So, thank you for giving this tribute again and again, for this special tribute for my brother and having me on the show. And I want to thank all of the listeners, family, friends, and fans that always show him love and honor him. I appreciate it, and I know he's smiling down and happy about it, too. I love you both, Miss P and Christian.
I love
you.
Too.
Thank you.
I
love
you,
Christian.
Too.
We love
thank
you.
Thank you so much,
there?
Nina.
Yeah.
Yes, we're here. We love you, and we thank you for sharing this, you know, moment with us.
I'm glad I connected with you, Christian, through via social media, and now we're friends, and you're just a special person, and appreciate you for everything.
Oh, Dina, you're so sweet. I appreciate you, too. I appreciate you tolerating my goofy butt.
No,
I know I'm pretty
me
silly.
And you is you, and it's great. Trust. It's a blessing. Don't change
you
who you are.
I don't have good sense sometimes, but for everybody who accepts that,
I don't
need
people know that. I'm
sort
of. Oh, because I used to be really shy. Now I talk more than I normally used to talk, and but,
girl, that's because you did your talking on the dance floor. That's why.
Yeah,
dance floor. That's where you did your talking.
I love that. Talking on the dance floor. Yeah, I'm going to steal that.
Yeah,
is it copywritten? Because I'm about to use that. I don't know when, but I'm
you.
Definitely putting
that
in my pocket.
I'm sure.
Definitely putting that in my pocket. So thank you, Ms. Dina D, again for just, you know, being amazing, being an inspiration, having the strength, having the dedication to love, to brotherhood, to just, you know, life. Because every single person I see Dina talk to, she shows nothing but love and hugs. And who can ask for anything more?
Exactly. Yeah, I try to keep it positive. That's just in me. And I keep meeting just a wonderful circle of great people that inspire me and touch me, like Christian and yourself. So it's a blessing.
Thank you so much, Dina, for tonight. And I'll see
you
on Twitter.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Join us on there if you're not on there, people.
Yes, definitely. Tell them where they can find you really quick, Dina, to stay in tune.
It's at Dina Truth. That's DenaTruth, Dina Truth. And I'm also on Facebook, Dina D. And I just joined Instagram, and it's Dina D also.
Yay.
I believe it's Dina D1, the number one. Sorry. Go ahead.
Follow greatness, guys, and do it now. ASAP. Thank you so
and
much, Dina.
I'm also
Dina.
On YouTube.
Oh, sorry.
You. I'm on YouTube, too, but the link is on my Twitter page, so just connect on that. But thank you for having
you
me on the show again. And
not a problem.
And approve it for my brother. And thanks to all the people who called and listened tonight. Much love and blessings.
To you too, Zena.
Thank you. Yeah, have good a good night.
You too.
You too,
bye.
Zena. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, man. I'm going to be up listening to music all night now.
I'm telling you, we're, you know, I promised myself never to be wineless. And this is a night that it would definitely have came in hand to just, you know, have some wine and just listen back to this interview and, you know, listen to High Five, celebrate Tony, because now I have my Sherry Amore, and I was not even aware of it. So it's definitely going to be played very often. And I'm really, really sure that everybody will, you know, embrace it as well, because it's a beautiful, you know, remake to the song. Is there anything you would like to add, Kay, before we close?
No, I think that, again, we appreciate Dina. We love you, Dina. Thank you for being just such a light and such a presence and so pleasant. And thank you for allowing us the honor of having a tribute for your brother, because Tony meant a lot to us all. He meant a lot to a lot of people. And so we appreciate this opportunity. And we appreciate all the callers again, and all the people who wanted to call and couldn't, and the people that might be in the chat room, just everybody who showed love and who shows love on a daily basis. Because, you know, we have to embrace and celebrate our artists, our legends. We have to celebrate them and never let them be forgotten. And so that's important. And so no other memories other than to say that we're going to close with the kissing game to make us all feel good and get that giggly, bubbly feeling again.
Absolutely.
And also coming up on the next Power Hour, we will have Mr. Michael McFadden, Mr. DC to ATL on Twitter, author, military gentleman, and he's also a radio host. So
yes.
Very inspiring and very motivating and empowering. So look forward to him on the next Power Hour. And again, just thanks everybody for tuning in and sharing the love and showing love.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for a wonderful Power Hour once again, Ms. Bookman. I appreciate and love you, and I'll see you in the next Power Hour.
Yes, ma'am. Love you too.
Aww. I love Kay Bookman. But she already knows this. So without further ado, let's play the kissing game, and let's feel all bubbly inside the words of Kay Bookman.
I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon.
Let's go.
I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon.